Hype Network presents.
Anong favorite movie ng mga nagkakatay ng baboy at baka?
Ano?
Abattoir, The Way of Water.
Ha? Huh?
Anong malam yung abattoir? Abattoir.
Ano yun?
Katayan ng baboy.
Okay.
A-B-B-A-T-O-I-R. Abattoir.
Who uses that?
Sa kainta, may abattoir. Abattoir. Doon kinakatay yung mga baboy. Yung, slaughterhouse. Abattoir.
Yeah, we use slaughterhouse.
Hindi ka kasi taga-kainta. Anyway, welcome to the Couch Tomato. Alright, wait. Sorry for the joke that did not work.
Hindi po kami taga-probinsya. Ako pala, hindi ako taga-probinsya.
Excuse me, first class municipality po ang kainta. Chakot.
The keyword wait, there wait. Is municipality, not
oh, anyway, city. Our, as I mentioned in the joke that did not work, our review is Avatar, The Way of Water. And this is like really, really late. Almost a month. We watched this December 14, the day before my birthday.
First day opening, yeah.
Mm. And so this is like a long time coming na. So let's get it on.
It's been 13 years in the making. The film, not this review.
Anyway, this is Avatar, The Way of Water, 2022. It's directed by James Cameron. Screenplay by James Cameron, Rick Jaffa, and Amanda Silver. And it stars Sam Worthington,
Zoe Saldana,
Sigourney Weaver,
Stephen Lang,
Kate Winslet,
Cliff Curtis,
Joel David Moore,
Eddie Falco,
Edie. She's from The Sopranos. She's Edie Falco.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay. Edie.
CCH Pounder.
Jemaine Clement.
Didi Brau.
Britton Dalton.
Trinity Jolie Bliss.
Jack Champion.
Bailey Bass Bass.
Among others.
Okay, so again, this is like still as unapologetically 3D as the first movie. Parang hihiluin ka kung mahilo ka. And parang bahala ka na kung mahilo ka hindi.
Oh, kebs talaga sa hilo. Basta this is the shot I want. I don't care kung mahilo ka. Parang ganun. And I think it's what 3D, I don't know, parang kasi siya, sinachampion niya yung format eh.
Mm. Ayun, actually, ayun, I'd like to talk about that a bit. Yung isa sa mga pinag-usapan namin last night kasi I was with my friend Siege Malvar and his friend, si James Mayo, who's a filmmaker din.
Shout out, Siege.
Yeah.
And James, hindi kita kilala but hello.
Sabi, parang napag-usapan namin ano yung pumapatay sa cinema. Parang, is it streaming? Sa Philippines, it's mostly yung prices. Kasi,
yeah.
If you take your family to a movie, like say family, mag-asawa and then tatlong anak na bata, mahal na yun. Parang 2,000 plus na yun.
Uh-oh.
So, isang trip to the mall, ganun na agad yung
price.
It's
like 400 isa eh.
Oh.
Regular. Uh-oh. 650 pag IMAX 3D. Or 3D or say, IMAX.
Sige. It's 3,000 plus pag 650, tapos lima kayo, family of five. Parents and three kids. So, whereas nung bata tayo, diba? Eh, kahit every weekend, mag-mall kayo. Manood yung sine. Afford eh. Parang yun tayo pumapatay yung prices. So, yung humihingi sila ng tax rebate, yung mga progressive filmmakers dito sa Philippines, parang they were planning on lobbying Congress na parang babaan yung price ng presyo sa cinema, ganyan. Sa something to, bring back people to the theater. And yung, that's connected to, yung sinasabi ko na, si James Cameron, he really wants people to go to the theater. And yung ganito kasi, this big 3D spectacles. Hindi walang ganito sa bahay, walang IMAX sa bahay mo, hindi man 50 foot yung wall mo, diba? So, yun yung isa niyang agenda is bringing people back to the theater. That's why he's pushing this spectacle.
Prices is one, but yung friend ko, si Ardell. Hi, Ardell. Shout out
to our Ardell.
I don't think people will want to go out then kasi because of, well, the pandemic, although hindi na naman siya ganun ka-strict. And then also, the traffic, yung effort lumabas kasi diba, parang after 2-3 years of working from home, doing everything from home, and may TV ka naman sa bahay, and then daming streaming services ngayon with, and sooner or later, this movie will come out in one of the streaming services eh. I think Disney Plus to malamang na. So, yun na lang. Parang iintay na lang niya kaysa go through all that. Maybe it's the introvert in us also. Kasi ako, pinipili ko lang din yung gusto kong panoorin sa scene eh.
Ang compromise ko dyan, ako talaga advocate din ako ng theater. Pero pag maghanap tayong compromise, tayong dalawa, it's a dark room, kahit TV lang, basta dark room and I confiscate your phone for 2 hours.
That's why we go to the cinema.
That's the closest thing na, sige, papayag ako sa bahay lang, pero ganyan.
Yeah, gusto ko pa rin naman yung ano, cinematic experience. Yun lang kasi it's different now. You rarely get yung, alala mo nung Endgame or Infinity War, yung whole cinema. That's for blockbuster films, no? Pero, don't really get that now kasi the cinema's not packed. So, parang...
This takes me back to ano, nung college ako, 99, was when A Phantom Menace came out.
High school pa lang ako nun.
What, 99 yung student number mo eh.
Yeah, early 99, high school pa ako.
O sinabi ko ba kung kailan na 99? Oh.
Go on, come on.
Anyway, lumabas yung The Phantom Menace, sinehan. First showing, first day, ako, nag-skip akong class just to watch that. And then, di ba, madilim yung sinehan. Tapos, yung lalabas yung blue text pa lang ha, a long time ago when a galaxy far, far away, mga tao, whoa! Mga ganun na sa sinehan. So, yun, yung mga ganong experience, you can experience it with several people na hindi mo kakilala. Sarap yung feeling nun eh. Anyway, sige, let's go on with the review. Haba ito eh.
The downside is minsan maraming maingay sa sinehan. Madaldal na hindi naman, pwede namang hindi magsalita.
Yeah. And yung mga gumagamit ng phone sa sinehan.
Pwede namang hindi ikwento sa katabi yung nakikita na nung katabi sa sine.
Wait, si Dylan yun ah?
Hindi.
Ah, hindi ba?
Meron tayo na, I don't remember what film that was, what we watched. Basta this guy is explaining everything. Ewan ko kung date niya yun, girlfriend niya, asawa niya, whatever. Basta, explaining everything on screen. I'm like, dude, she sees the same thing as you do.
Okay, so let's talk about the 3D. Kasi yan yung interest ko talaga, 3D. I'm a big fan of 3D, all forms of 3D. Lahat ng 3D. Marami akong 3D stuff books. May 3DS ako. Marami akong 3D glasses, no?
He shoots 3D.
I'm a member of a Facebook group na Anaglyph. Anaglyph, ano.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk about the 3D. So, nung lumabas yung Avatar yung 2009, regular 3D lang siya and constant frame rate lang. Yung normal frame rate ng movies, 24 frames per second. No? Yung before, ang philosophy before is you can increase or decrease the intensity ng 3D. Like for example, kung familiar kayo sa Nintendo 3DS, no, it's a handheld console ng Nintendo that allows you to view it in 3D. So, mayroon slider sa side na you adjust it up down, and then it will increase the separation ng images kasi may left right, 'di ba? Pag mas malayo yung left and right in difference nila, mas malakas yung 3D. So, pwede mo i-adjust 'yon. And noon, yung philosophy noon sa 3D filmmaking is pag intense yung scene, for example, action, or pag gusto mo i-highlight yung close-up ng mukha, lalakasan mo yung 3D. Or if the scene calls for intense emotion, lalakasan mo yung 3D. Tapos pag hindi naman masyadong ano, nag-usap lang, hindi naman important, ano lang yung 3D, sakto lang. Pero dito, after that, no, nag-experiment sila Peter Jackson kasi maraming filmmakers nag-ano ng 3D din eh. So, isa doon si Peter Jackson, no? Siya naman yung nag-popularize, I won't say introducer or pioneer, pero nag-popularize ng higher frame rate 3D, HFR 3D. So, first he tried 48 frames per second, and then nag-push siya na 60, and I'm not sure kung nag-120 siya, pero yung si Ang Lee is going to do 120 frames per second na 3D yung si Muhammad Ali na biopic. Thrilla in Manila. Inaabangan ko talaga yan. Anyway, yun, yung effect ng... You can chime in na kasi parang namomonopolize ko yung conversation.
Sige,
you can make side comments.
Nakikinig po ah.
You can make side comments na hindi distracting. Anyway, nung lumabas yung ganun, yun yung parang ano eh, yung mukhang totoo, di ba yun, pag nanonood tayo dun sa, like na-mention natin before sa previous episodes, yung nanonood tayo sa Manila Pen.
Nanonood.
Oh, that's higher frame rate, I think. Yung mukhang, mas mukhang hyper-real, yun, higher frame rate. The problem with that is, for example, for a movie like The Hobbit, na shinot in higher frame rate 3D, di ba?
Which we watched in...
Yes, in high frame rate 3D.
Oo.
Yung one of the problems there, yung tatawa ako, and si Ossie din, yung friend kong filmmaker din si Ossie, yung leaves ng puno, mukhang peke, halata mong peke, kasi yung daming hyper-real niya, pati yung mga fake na props, ma-emphasize din, no? Mm-hmm. So magmumukhang fake. And another thing is, yung mata mo nasasanay. So, si Peter Jackson ginawa niya kasi the whole film, 48 frames. So, at first parang, wow! Pero, eventually masasanay yung mata mo. So, one tip there is you take off the glasses for a bit. 1 second, 2 seconds, then put it back. Para lang ma-ano ulit. Ma-refresh, kumbaga, yung eyesight mo. Pero, ito naman si James Cameron, dito sa Avatar The Way of Water, ginawa niya, yung kung yung ginagawa dati is naging intense yung 3D pag intense din yung scene. Siya naman, nag-high frame rate siya pag intense yung scene. Pero pag hindi, pag regular scene lang, normal 3D lang siya. Kaya nagiging hyper-real pag yung action sequence niya, nabing hyper-real yung ano. So yun maganda yun kasi hindi nasasana yung mata mo sa hyper-real. Parang, oop, babalik niya ulit siya. No? Tapos, oop, hyper-real ulit. Yun yung, I think, bagong na revolutionized ni James Cameron with this film in terms of 3D, yung HFR to non-HFR na switching within the same film, na hindi yung buong film is 48 frames per second. Siya naman 24, 48, kaganong-ganon siya. And I think that's new, as that's one of the first times I've seen it.
So it's better.
Better, and it's a new language, kumbaga, na invento niya na. O pwede pala yan eh. Parang before kasi isa lang eh. O 48 tayo, 48 all the way. Hindi nila alam na, op, iba, balik natin sa 24 in the same movie.
Isn't it like tedious to shoot? Hindi naman.
Pagka, if you planned it out ahead of time, hindi.
Okay. And he has during the sequences na parang, yung parang fight scene, parang they're, kasi si Nate Rich at si Jake Sully, diba parang kalaban nila yung mga pag may fight scene sila, pag may arrows kanyan. Yun yung parang totoo, diba?
Mm-hmm. De, one thing na pwedeng gawin dyan is they shoot everything in 48, let's say 48 frames per second, diba? And then
slow it down.
Oh, yung scenes na ano, they just cut out every other frame. Yun yung magiging 24 frames siya. You just take out every other frame. So yun parang meron silang master shot. So for example, later on James Cameron decides na ito okay din to gawing hyper-real. So meron silang footage na 48 yun, pero he can decide later on to ikaw yung lang ng 24 yan. Okay, gets mo ba? Yung audience, malamang kung na-bore kayo sa 3D. Ako, gusto ko nung ano eh,
no,
gusto ko to eh,
panoorin nyo to.
Yeah,
if you watch this in the cinema, you might ano notice na pag yung fight scenes, yung intense, parang mukha silang totoo.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit na makeup naman yung totoong tao, pa rin naman sila, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, they look real. Yun yung sinasabi niyang high frame rate pag action sequences.
Mm-hmm.
Pag mga wala lang, may lang, edi wala.
He did this din sa, di ba, remaster niya yun, which we also have an episode yung Avatar 1.
Yes, please 1. Check it out. It's our first 3D movie together.
Yes. So, this is like anniversary. 13-year anniversary. Around the same time din, no?
De, December yun eh.
December din naman doon.
Oo nga pala kasi late na tong recording na to.
December 9 nata yung first.
Anyway.
2009. Anyway.
Oh.
So, what was he talking about? 3D. We mentioned this sa previous... Yung review natin ng ano, ginawa din niya yun eh sa remastered na Avatar 1 na remastered.
Oo.
Yung ibang scenes parang, wala yan sa first ha, parang hyper-real. So ayun, I think doon pa lang inaakal na niya pa. Oh, okay to. So ginawa niya dito sa mukha sa Titanic, ganun din, no? Yung 3D, may on din mga Hyperreal. Ako, excited ako. Titanic 3D.
Hindi pa tayo nakakapanood ng Titanic. Eh.
3D?
Hindi pa natin napapanood. Yes, the Titanic 3D.
Oh, meaning lalabas pa lang. Na-excited ako na baka gagawin niya yung pag mag-sink yung ship, pag-intention scene. Ooh, Hyperreal. Wow. Pero how ethical kaya is that na you're watching a disaster in 3D? People dying in 3D.
Ah, well... That's for another episode.
Anyway, let's talk about the cast naman.
Basically, the actors before are back. So, si Sam Worthington, si Jake Sully, si Zoe Saldana is playing another green-blue person.
Mm.
Si Neytiri, ganyan. Yung akala nyo patay na nung last movie, buhay pa rin sila. Kasi si Sigourney Weaver is voicing a teenager. Si Kiri.
Si Kiri, which is
weird
from
kasi,
her genetic material.
Oo, parang hindi pa nila in-explain yun na parang Jake and Neytiri adopted her.
Mm.
Kasi apparently anak siya ni nung character ni Sigourney Weaver sa One.
Mm.
Something like that, 'di ba?
Parang ganun eh.
But they have not really said who's the father of this? Sino ba?
Ayun, hindi nga eh. Isa yun sa... Gusto ko panoorin ulit, actually, para lang mag-gets ko. Kasi hindi ko alam kung anak siya nung avatar ni Sigourney Weaver or anak siya ni Ewa. Mas parang ganun, may lumalabas na
either,
anak siya ni Ewa daw eh, di ba?
Parang siyang
Immaculate Conception.
Parang ganun. Parang, kasi di ba, we saw Sigourney Weaver's character die as she was supposed to move...
Transition dapat
na siya. Transition into her avatar.
Oo.
Di ba? So, imbis na lumipat siya sa avatar niya, she stayed in Ewa. Kumbaga, namatay na siya, di ba?
Mm.
So, how did her avatar end up pregnant with Kiri?
Oo nga eh.
Di ba? So, that's one of the mysteries we hope to uncover. You know, kasi medyo tatlong films pa to, apat ba? Tatlong
five.
Tatlo pa.
Oo. Oh,
so, marami-rami pang story to uncover. It's kind of weird though that she's voicing a teenager. But, sabi niya dun sa, we watched, this is on Disney Plus. If you have not gotten Disney Plus, please do subscribe. Merong parang in-depth featurette. 30 minutes lang siya, 40 minutes. She said she was very in touch with her teenage side. And I think masaya naman sila with her. Parang she did all the things the teenagers did also. So, tropa sila. Parang ganun.
Kid at heart. Parang ganun yung term na ginamit niya. It's a big kid at heart. Anyway, isa sa mga namatay din.
Si Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang. Or yung character niya, si Quaritch. Tough military guy
yes.
na.
Yes, oo.
Parang walang good side at all. Pure evil eh. Parang nainis ako
hindi,
sa kanya.
I don't think it's evil. I think it's about carrying
hindi
mission.
Siya evil,
yung ganun, di ba?
Yung kalaban to. Sarado. Parang can't.
This is the mission. We do what it takes. Whatever it takes. Parang ganyan.
Pero here is he's more driven by revenge na rin na parang Jake Sully, I'm gonna kill that guy.
No,
diba?
Wait. Technically, he died. Okay? He's still dead. But apparently, before they got to Pandora, before they went to Pandora, parang...
May genetic sample sila.
Parang tapos yung consciousness niya.
Na-save.
Na-save. Parang gano'n, na-save sa USB.
Parang gano'n.
And they uploaded this consciousness, or yung character niya, they
uploaded into an avatar. Na may genetic material din niya kasi kamukha niya.
Kasi diba you cannot, kaya si Jake Sully yung, kasi kapatid niya dapat yun, diba, sa One.
Twin pa nga eh, twin brother.
So, it's him, but he does not have the experience of the last movie. So it's the same character, pero hindi niya talaga
yung memories.
Hindi niya pinagdaanan yung first movie. Wala siyang memory. He knows lang kasi, I think he was briefed. But technically, so maybe there's a change in character. Pwede.
Kasi may 3 movies pa naman. He's in all 5, by the way.
No, kasi feeling ko din, kailangan niya ng character growth. Kasi dun sa first movie, di ba, strong military man na siya. Dito, ganun pa rin siya. Although, he's blue. Kasi nasa avatar, I mean, di ba, nasa body siya ng avatar. But it's still the same guy.
I wouldn't be surprised actually if he becomes good. Kasi even Darth Vader became good, di ba? Although yung Emperor, hindi. But
well, some people have redeeming factors. Pero yun nga, he needs some character arc kasi this tough military guy is getting old.
Yun nga eh. Sana magkaroon naman ng ibang villain na like sa ano, sa Pirates of the Caribbean, di ba? Si Barbosa naging kakampi din ni, ano,
maybe.
May ibang villain din.
Baka nga kasi di ba may anak. Apparently may anak siya.
Mm.
I mean, may anak yung namatay. Oh, si Spider.
Ah, oh.
Yung namatay na character niya, the one who lived through the first movie, apparently left someone pregnant.
Oh.
And hindi ka makakapag-hyper space, tama ba is the term?
Yung hibernate.
Oh, hindi ka makakapag-hibernate ng bata eh, ng toddler. So naiwan siya dun sa space. Kasi
Pandora.
If you remember, in the first movie, they evacuated everyone except for core people.
Mga essential personnel.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, naiwan din yung bata. He was a toddler din. Because nga, hindi mo siya pwede i-hibernate sa journey back to the Earth. So, now, this new character, who's an avatar really, is finding out that he has a kid. It's not really his. Diba? Kasi labo, no? Basta panoorin nyo, pero masaya siya.
Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
Okay, so, On that note, no, we're talking about kids, no? Kids, family. So, technically, si Spider is family ni Quaritch. The original human Quaritch. Na, when I say...
Same DNA.
We'll use human Quaritch to refer to Stephen Lang in the first movie.
Avatar
pero,
Quaritch.
Avatar Quaritch.
Oh, sige.
Si ano? Parang Avatar Quaritch.
Dapat sinabi mo yung kanina bago ako nag-explain.
Hindi, okay lang. Hindi naman. Pag-uusapan pa rin naman natin. Anyway, sige, family... Dito din na makita natin na I guess family ang theme eh, no? Kasi Jake and Neytiri have their own family na and
yes.
not just a child but marami oh, diba?
Plus three. Kiri so four
like a proper family yung tipong magsusundo kanyang mga kapatid din pag marami kasi kayo ganun eh may ganun talaga eh and it's part of the fun although I imagine it's hell kasi raising one baby is hell na but raising five.
Pero at least you grew up with, you know,
siblings.
Siblings na ako kasi yeah. Latecomer na ako eh. So my brothers were really all grown up when I was a baby.
Oo nga eh.
So
yun, here may namatay na isa, 'di ba?
Yes.
Oh, so
it is family, but kasi if you remember the setting last time, they were at war, 'di ba? So, nagkaanak ka during wartime or, you know, anytime the human people can come back and want to take over Pandora again. And they will not be friendly anymore because they tried that the first time. So, the second time, sa second coming, malamang they will be using a lot of force. So, Jake and Neytiri parang raise their kids like military. Well, Jake is military technically, di ba? Kung hindi naman siya nalumpo military guy pa rin siya. So medyo yun yung discipline ano nila more military than norm I mean diba more of a disciplinary tactic ba in raising kids. Ikaw, you grew up with policeman as a father
was hardly home. So hindi naman nakikinig yun ito eh. And parang si Sean Hayes, tinitira niya yung tatay niya sa smartless. Oh, my dad left when I was 6. Parang lagi sinasabi. Anyway, Okay, hindi ka naman tinintika yung tatay ko, but it was hardly there. Anyway, so yun, family, and let's talk about the loss of ano. Kasi, did they have to do that for me? Na parang, did yeah, they have to kill one of the kids?
That was a big blow for me.
In diba? The second
first movie
pa
lang.
Oh, first movie na nandun yung kid.
So, parang, there's three more kids, there's three more movies, there's three more chances to kill more kids. Sorry. No, that's not good.
One kid dies for a movie.
No, actually, that's a big blow for me. I know that somebody should die. I have a feeling that throughout the movie, somebody should die.
Uh-oh.
To up the stakes, diba? Usually, ganun. I didn't think it was the panganay or one of their kids. Parang, ha? We're just getting to know these kids and one of them has to go.
Yun nga eh. So, let's hope na sa next ano, wala muna mamamatay na kid. Ang gusto ko din dito is, we're talking about family, nuclear family, no? But yung maganda rin, extended family, like the human race, which is the family. Parang dito naman, it's the Na'vi race talaga. We see other races na.
Yung other
the water, the water tribe. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that. As in, ano, no? Hindi lang skin color, medyo greenish yung water tribe, di ba? Parang yung arms nila mas malapad. May
parang sa swimmers.
Oo, yung pump-push ng water, di ba? Parang ganun.
I guess that's ano, di ba? Parang evolution.
Evolution, oo.
Di ba? If you're in the water, you learn to camouflage yourself in the water to protect yourself from predators.
Mm-hmm.
And you develop the necessary physique to move, to glide.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and efficiently underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Sa forest naman, di ba? Si Neytiri. Neytiri is a forest Na'vi. And then they had to go to the water tribe kasi now the military are hunting Jake Sully and Neytiri.
Jake Sully and family, bale.
Well, yes. Oo, and family.
Parang papatayin kayo mong lahi mo.
Oo.
Ganun.
Para hindi na siya mag-inspire ng more uprisings.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang, ito yung parang Jesus complex ba ang tawag dito?
Messianic complex.
Oo, na parang, he will unite. I'm guessing alam maraming memes na nito sa ano, diba? So, first is forest, second is water, third is air. Mga airbender shit.
Oo.
Sorry, mga avatar shit. Avatar, the Nickelodeon.
Mm.
You know. Anyway, so hindi natin alam kung that's the way they're going, pero there is a possibility na ganun nga. So parang Jake has the abilities or the charisma, I guess, the know-how to unite all these tribes. Kasi as a Na'vi, I think naman we can say na he's a Na'vi na, no? Kasi wala na naman siyang human form kahit na five fingers pa rin siya.
Mm-hmm.
Meron din siyang technical know-how nung military, nung kalaban ba?
Yes. Uh-oh.
So, they have to eliminate that person in order to squash the...
Naalala ko yung ano, yung comment mo nung...
Alin?
Nanonood tayo ng Avatar, The Way of Water. Tapos, yung very first scene na nagsalita ng Na'vi yung isang character. Tapos nakita mo yung subtitle, sabi mo, eh, papayos pa rin.
Yes, sadly.
So, yun talaga yung... Eh, pinanindigan na ni James Cameron.
Oo,
yun,
kasi kahit
na,
nung ni-remaster niya yung one, papayos talaga ang subtitles ng... Wala na tayo magago.
So, check out nyo na sa YouTube yung clip ni Ryan Gosling sa papayos na.
Yes. True. It's like 2009.
Is it an SNL? Yun. It's an SNL.
Oo, SNL yata. Actually, since we're ano talking about family and fighting, hindi ko alam kung perfect match to si Neytiri tsaka si Jake Sully kasi parang they're so lethal together. They can take down a whole squad na silang dalawa lang.
Oo nga eh. Eh, feeling ko pag sa next movies, medyo matanda na yung anak na niya. Malupit din, no?
Dapat. Fighters, kasi parang he has a big shoes to fill. And even the water tribe, yung nagko-complement with each other yung si character ni Kate Winslet, which I didn't know it was Kate Winslet until nung sa huli na.
Mm.
And ni Cliff Curtis.
si Tonowari and Ronald.
Oh, by the way,
those are the names of the characters.
Yes, by the way, she's pregnant. I mean, the character is pregnant.
Mm.
And this is the only... No, this is not. This is by second movie yata, to my recollection, na they presented a pregnant woman fighting.
What the, first one
was in ano... Hindi siya movie. Yung Lord of the Rings ni Amazon.
Ah,
sa first,
the Rings of Power?
Oo, sa first scene, meron doon parang soldier.
Ay, oo.
Di ba, I remember,
oo,
was fighting with swords. And she's not just pregnant. She was giving birth at that time.
Mm.
She was in active labor. Anyway, so yes, pregnant women are not sick. But some pregnant women are delicate. So don't judge. But it's nice to see that, you know, they show badass preggers.
Mm.
Feeling ko ngayon palang nakakita ng Gen Z yung talagang how James Cameron does a movie.
Oo nga.
I mean, ang dami kasi before, they don't know Avatar at all.
Ah, talaga?
Like, Avatar, mas kilala yata yung Airbender Avatars eh. Nickelodeon Avatar.
Mm.
So it gets mixed up, diba? Tsaka, hello, sino ba yun? Or they don't know Avatar, or they haven't seen Avatar. They only know Titanic because, you know, memes, whatever. So now, I think this is like a reboot, but not a reboot, of what James Cameron can deliver as a filmmaker. Kasi diba, it's been a long while since Avatar. What was his movie after that?
Wala.
Ito na, diba? Mm. He's been so dedicated to this and to, you know, diving in the Titanic. Diba? So, feeling ko, sinet up niya rin tong movie na to na parang nasunod-sunod na. Kasi dati parang hindi naman uso yung sequel-sequel.
I mean,
very rare. Yung magbubuo ka ng world, usually tatlo lang, diba? Or usually isa lang, standalone lang na character.
Meaning like five yung gano'n, hindi uso yung...
Oh,
or when you mean like a part 2 lang?
No, parang this is like reintroducing his work and the universe to the generation now.
Okay, gets, medyo gets.
Kasi parang dati, you think about Avatar as a standalone movie.
Oh.
So now you have Avatar Way of the Water. Yes, you have some of those main characters, but you know now that he's setting it up for more stories to come.
Oo. Yung isang nabasa kong article, ano daw eh, parang they will just keep adding to it. So,
God, wag naman.
What do you mean? Wag naman.
Adding to the Avatar world? Series? I mean, more than 5 movies?
No. They will just keep adding to the world. As the, like, for example, dito sa second, alam na natin may water tribe, diba? Tapos sa third, may iba na naman. Pero,
yes,
the characters from the second will still be in the third.
Yes, so, parang pinapalaki mo nga lang yung mundo, diba?
So, ayun. I guess may mga mamamatay na ano. Pero, basically, pag na-introduce ka na, you're in it hanggang sa 5. So, we can expect Stephen Lang is hanggang sa 5. Si Sam Worthington hanggang sa 5.
Siyempre.
Si Sigourney Weaver hanggang sa 5. Si Kate Winslet, hindi ko sure. Pero, maybe, malamang hanggang sa 5 siya. So, parang, pag may dumating sa 3, hanggang sa 5 na lang siya. Pag may dumating sa 4, nandun na rin siya hanggang 5. Parang ganun. So, dadagdag na lang dadagdag. So, yun daw yung approach ng world building ng Avatar franchise, no?
Kaya nga, parang ano na niya, he's doing it gradually na.
Mm,
you get?
Yeah.
Kasi, in 2009, we were shoved into Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And we only know that forest that they were trying to capture for, what's that ore?
The creatively named Unobtainium.
Which they could obtain. Anyway, so dito meron na, merong bagong ano. If you notice, sorry. And also, if you notice, I'm sure nasa memes din to, it's very much about the environment, the resources, the finite resources we have here on Earth. And, you know, climate change, whatever. So dati may Unobtainium. This naman here in Avatar Way of the Water, we have Amrita.
Yung they parang hunt, whale blubber.
They hunt blubber. Tulkum for this chemical.
That's like the whale, no?
Oh, Tulkum is the parang whale-like species na pang kabanding ng mga water tribe.
Mm.
So, parang na, one person, one navy, water navy, bonds with a Tulkum. Parang they're best friends for life. They're connected.
Parang one is to one, diba?
Yung... And the Tulkum kasi parang they migrate.
Mm.
Migration, diba? Mm. So they see each other every so often and they catch up. Ganyan. So the humans hunt this for Amrita, which slows aging.
I think yung real life counterpart niyan is yung ambergris. You know ambergris?
Ano yun?
It's a substance from whales na they use for oils, perfumes. It's expensive.
Yeah. Mm, I guess. Ambergris.
Anyway, yung yun, when you mentioned the Tulkum, no, gusto ko din yung story arc na yung isang whale, just call him a whale. It's a whale. Yung isang whale, parang outcast siya sa tribe niya, di ba? Kasi na something about na ano yung flipper
no,
niya.
No, he tried to fight back kasi. He tried to fight back the poachers. Poachers?
Mm. Oo. Oh,
oh. And pang he got a lot of other Tulkum
killed
in the process. Mm.
So na-outcast siya. Oo. Yeah. So, yung outcast na yun, parang naging kabanding. Siya, yung namatay ba yun? Yung nakabanding nun, yung namatay?
Hindi. Ah. Siya yung ano, medyo okay, careless
okay.
Brother.
Okay, okay. Sige. So yun, nagkaroon ng bond na ng dalawang renegades.
And actually, it's the first time na a Tulkum bonded with a non-water navy.
Yeah, yeah. Oo.
Kaya medyo breakthrough din yun sa kanila.
Mm. And si ano, diba? Si Kiri din showing signs of ano, parang she can control yung mga...
Feeling ko talaga anak to ni AY.
Oh, yun niya eh. Feeling ko din anak ni AY. Pero sana ma-reveal unti-unti. Pero at this point, they're not making a big deal out of it, no? Parang hindi
no,
siya sinasamba
just say,
as chosen
no,
one.
No. Ano lang, you can see it lang during, towards the end of the movie na she's more of a loner, but she feels comfortable pag nakabond siya kay AY. Kasi meron din, di ba sa forest may tree?
Mm-hmm.
So dito meron silang I don't know, clam ba yun? Basta meron ding ganong space where you can put your hair tail and you know, connect the tendrils with Ewa.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, she feels at ease na ganon. She controls yung mga lumilipad na dati yeah. Sumalubong kay Jake Sully. Yan.
Oh.
She attracts those also. So as you can see, parang she's sort of heavenly, may connection siya with the heavenly, ano.
Yeah. Oh, sige, last point that I want to discuss is how excited are you for the following films hanggang 2028?
I want James Cameron to be able to tell the whole story. Meaning, ayoko sana yung studios, wag sila masyado magpa-apekto sa kita, sa earnings.
Oo.
Kasi I want to know the whole story. Kasi feeling ko, the story also adapts dun sa modern times. Like, we see the beginnings of an interspecies relationship. Si Spider and tsaka si Kiri.
Interspecies? That's like,
ooh. Ano ba? Tama naman,
tama.
Diba?
Oh.
O yun. Tapos, we want to see more of the Navi people. What's next? Sana hindi lang siya earth, air, water. And, you know, we want to see these characters grow. Like, ano ba talagang powers ni Kiri? And hanggang kailan or hanggang anong circumstance na ni Kiri and Jake Sully can protect this little family of theirs? Kasi... parang you and me against the world on the thing nila, di ba?
Oo.
Yes, so yun lang. Gusto ko ma-assure ako ngayon pa lang na mapapanood ko lahat ng lima.
Siguro, ano no, mapped out na ni Cameron yun. Kasi, like ano?
Dapat lang.
Like si Vince Gilligan, yung creator ng Breaking Bad, no? When he started Breaking Bad, he knew already na 5 seasons siya. He knew already... at what point mag-aano si Walter White in yan?
Yes, if you have a story in mind, dapat there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Kasi mangyayari if you keep adding stuff and adding stuff and adding stuff, na you get sidetracked. A lot of it, you get sidetracked. You lose the focus of your story. Like, what story are you trying to tell? Kasi you work your way towards that. Kumbaga, may end game ka na talaga dapat.
Mm. Tama. And on that note, final note. Paano magkakantota ng human? Nabi.
Ano ba?
Saan ipapasok yung... Anyway, kasi sa may ponytail lang, di ba?
I'm sure he will get an avatar and they will have sex like avatars.
Okay. I take that.
Di ba? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out.
Anyway, let's give it a rating na. Haba na itong episode na ito. Okay, so... 1, 2, 3, go.
Ano?
I gave it
Bakit may dalawang decimal point yan, ha? Ang daya naman niya.
I thought
we're rounding out with one decimal
yun
point.
Yun niya eh. Mahirapan akong i-average. So wait lang. So I gave it a 7.85. She gave it an 8.1. Wait ha.
Since hindi ako na-inform na pwede na palang 2 decimal points ang rating.
Hindi. We'll round it off.
Round it off to...
The average is 7.975. So, pinahirapan ko lang sa sarili ko. So, it's an 8. It's an 8. 7.975.
I will say na this feels very much the first movie, but different.
Oh, but different.
So, yung excitement nung 2009, I think, is sustained here. I was kind of hoping I see Michelle Rodriguez's character again, but no, she's dead. I mean, the character's dead.
Okay, so that was our rating and this is our review of
Avatar, The Way of Water in Papyrus Text.
You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com
or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to the Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, the Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.